This session of the Song Builders Toolbox is called Weirdos, Sweethearts, Rants, and Rhapsodies. So why are we talking about weirdos, sweethearts, rants, and rhapsodies in a course about songwriting? Because one of the possible starting points for writing a song is not necessarily the music or the lyrics. It's an idea, an inspiration, a topic, or a message. In other words, what stories, what emotions, what messages might be expressed by a song? This is not about the actual words or lyrics. This is about the idea behind the lyrics. What is the story that is being told? What is the idea that is being expressed? Who is the character that's being described and what are they up to? What is the universal message that is being touted? When you listen to songs on the radio or in your music collection, you'll notice that every single one of them has some sort of idea or story or message behind it. Now, it may or may not be the most profound message in the world, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that there is some underlying theme, story, or idea that is being addressed by the song. As the writer of the song could tell a story of something that happened or is happening to you in your life. It could tell the story of something that happened or is happening to someone else, real or fictional, in their lives. A song could be the venting of an emotion, describing how strongly you feel about something, just how broken your heart was when she didn't return your call. A song could be an expression of a political or a moral point of view, a protest, a plea. What's wrong with this world, and how should it be fixed? A song could be an exploration of a philosophical, spiritual, or existential question, like a big what if fest. A song could be a description of a character, real or made up. A song could be an expression of faith, praise, or worship. A song could be a dedication to someone or something that is really important to you, your loyalty to your country or your cause, your pride in your daughter's graduation. I think you're beginning to get the idea. Underlying every song, underneath all the music and all the chords and the riffs and the lyrics, there's an idea, a theme, a story, a point, or a purpose. This is not necessarily the starting point for writing a song, but it is potentially a starting point of writing a song. And no matter how it got off the ground, once the song is written, you will discover that it has an idea, a point, or a story behind it. So let's get right to the homework. I encourage you to do this homework assignment right in your songwriting notebook, so you'll be collecting ideas and inspirations all in one place that you will later be using to write your own songs. So in your notebook, you're going to label several of the pages right at the top of the page. I want you to label one page, personal stories and experiences. Label the next page, other stories and experiences. Label another page, characters, real, fictional, or composite. And label another page, complaints, things that bug me. And label another page, appreciations, things I love. And label another page, explorations, things I ponder or wonder about. Okay, now I'll get you started on beginning to fill these pages with ideas that will serve as the backdrop to any number of future songs. First of all, the page labeled personal stories and experiences. List four things that have happened to you in your life. You do not have to go into big detail. Just write enough to remind yourself what it is you are referring to. These are the personal stories from your own life, big or small, recent or in the past. For instance, you learned to ride a bike. You took a trip to Africa or to Cincinnati or to the local cemetery. You met your future spouse for the first time. You got your heart broken. You were handed your diploma. You were handed a pink slip and told you were fired. You grew a tomato plant. No censoring. No such thing as good or bad ideas here. It's all good. It's all fine. And it's all to be kept to yourself. Just write. Now on the page called Other Stories and Experiences, do the same with four stories that have happened to someone else. It could be someone you know or even a fictional character. Shannon went skydiving on her 40th birthday. Bill had an affair with his office assistant. Frank won the lottery. Gail opened a bakery. AJ snuck into a rock concert and got busted for it. AJ snuck into a rock concert and got invited to join the band on stage. Again, no censoring, no editing, and nobody will see this but you. Let yourself play here and write down anything that happens to come to mind. On the page labeled Characters, Real, Fictional, or Composite, list four characters that you find interesting. These could be actual people you know, people you've met, so to speak, in a book or a movie or history, people you invented in your imagination, a person who has an amazing life story, a person who has a really weird quirk, a person who is the perfect example of the aspiring politician who actually has no talent or hope of success. Anybody you think is weird. Anybody you think is wonderful. Anybody you could describe in a way that would be interesting, funny, intriguing, inspiring. Anybody from the boy who delivers the takeout to the guy selling mattresses on TV. Again, no censoring. Just write. Just collect ideas from your own mind. On the page labeled Complaints, Things That Bug Me, really let it fly here. Cold, rainy Mondays, your mother-in-law's nosy streak, the inevitability of death and taxes. Thousands of terrific songs have been written from a really good, juicy complaint. Have fun with this one. On the page called Appreciations, Things I Love, again, just go wild here. It could be anything from your favorite holiday to a sunny day to noodling on the guitar after everybody else has gone to bed. Don't worry about how or if any of these will turn into songs ultimately. Right now, it's just about collecting ideas. I'm sure you're beginning to get the picture. You're beginning to build your own library of song ideas. I've helped you get started on these first few pages. Now it's up to you to run with it and to come back to it anytime you want to. If you come up with more page headings, go right ahead and add them into your notebook. And every time you have an idea for something that you could add to one of these pages, take out your notebook and jot it down right there and then. Don't fool yourself into thinking you'll remember it later, because there's a good chance that you won't and the idea will be lost. Homework assignment number two. Listen to some songs on the radio or from your music collection. Ask yourself to identify what the writer's underlying idea or inspiration for writing the song might have been. By observing what other songwriters have written about, you are building up your own arsenal of ideas and inspirations and possibilities. If listening to other people's songs gives you any ideas for song topics of your own, write them in your notebook now.